Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Reds Review for Club Marine. Get flexible cover for your jet ski, boat, motor, trailer and gear all in one policy. ClubMarine.com.au.
And we have a very special guest today, none other than former, can't really say current, because he's thrown up the boots, Jimmy Patterson, fast bowler, joins us to talk all things about his new boat. Morning, Jim.
How are you, mate? How's things?
Going very well, mate. Thank you for joining us today to talk all things fishing and your new boat. It's a massive hobby of yours, and you've obviously been busy over your whole life, I should say, playing cricket all around the world, and you haven't had a lot of time spare, let's be honest, and a couple of injuries on the way. You've done it a little bit tough, but you've played some fantastic cricket, but you thought this year, righto, enough's enough, I'm hanging up the boots, and I'm having a real crack at fishing, and you've bought an absolute beautiful boat, mate. Tell us what you've bought, take us through a little bit why. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose I've been playing cricket since I was sort of 16 professionally, and I sort of always, my plan was to buy a nice boat when I retired and make the most of it. I suppose, when, like you said, once I was, you know, playing cricket, there was not a lot of time to go fishing and stuff like that. So I always thought that when I retire, I'd get a nice boat. So my wife probably wasn't too happy with it, but she saw the price tag of it. But you know, I've bought a 10.5 meter Genoa Cap Camarat. So I suppose the biggest reason why I bought it was because it sort of offers everything. There's a family cruiser in there to take the family. I've got two young kids, and I also like my fishing. So to be honest, I had a good look and I did my research, and that was the one that I found. So it's pretty exciting. I took delivery of it last week, and fair to say there was a few people at the Brighton Yacht Club who were getting a few laughs at me trying to park the thing.
well, that's a big thing, and it is. Boats are very intimidating. It's probably one of the most, like, even I sometimes in front of people get a bit funny, and I do it every single day in and day out. How are you going driving it? Because a 10.5 meter boat, it's a lot of boat.
Yeah, it is a lot of boat. I think the beam on it is about 3.3 metres as well. So yeah. I rocked up at Brighton Yacht Club. I had a 10-metre berth there, and there was a boat next to me. And I was looking at it thinking, I'm not sure there's 3.5 metres there and how I'm going to get this in. But I was lucky enough, Rob from JV Marine came out with me. So we spent the day. And because it's twin engines, it's quite – I got actually lucky enough to have a bow thrust at the front as well. So, you know, twin engines as well. So pretty much didn't touch the steering wheel. I was just sort of trying to navigate it with that. And after about sort of 10 or 15 goes, I sort of got it in there. There was a little bit of a westerly wind blowing across me as well. So as you can imagine with a boat like that, it's not hard to catch the wind. So, look, it's come along pretty well. I'm actually waiting for the weather to turn at the moment so I can try and get out tomorrow. It's been pretty horrendous. I just went out there on Saturday to make sure that it hadn't blown away or...
I think a few people have done that, especially on those moorings down at Sereno with those big northerlies. They've gone down and checked their boat hasn't washed up on the beach.
Yeah, that's right. That's the next thing. If I've got a swing mooring down at Blairgowrie, one morning I come and it's just it's beach, so I'll see. Hopefully not.
Make sure you use Club Marine to get your insurance, Jim. Now it's one thing that you do need on these boats are engines, and having a big boat 10.5 meters. What do you put on the back of this?
I've got twin 300s V8 Mercurys, so yeah, pretty powerful. The thing goes pretty well. I suppose I'm trying to just run it at the moment, but knowing me, I like to do things 100%. I tried to give it a bit of a squirt the other day, and it goes pretty well. I think it's up to sort of around that 70-75 kilometer mark. So it does get going, and it planes really quickly. So it's nice little feature of the V8 too. You can put it in a sport mode, so it's got a bit more grunt in there, and sounds nice too.
It's obviously a lot of money investing in a boat. Now this is a dumb question. You plan on using it? You really do, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I am as much as I can. I know I've had a Haynes Hunter with a mate of mine for a little while, and I probably used that three times. So my wife's like, what a waste of money. What are you getting a boat for? And now that I'm trying to go out, she's like, oh, you're going fishing too much. So you can't really win there. But hopefully, that's the reason why I got a bigger boat for the family. So to accommodate them, obviously the young kids feel pretty safe on it. And, there's a little few beds in there. So while I'm fishing, the girls can go down there and even watch a bit of TV. So I try to accommodate for the whole family. So that means I can get out and fish more.
I obviously talked to you a little bit on the phone regarding fishing and boating and travelling and whatnot. And I know you spend a little bit of time up north, sort of that Noosa region. You're one of those people that sits in cafes with their circle glasses and flat hat on tipping. But it's having a little latte. But you got this big thing, and you've got the couple of things that we've spoken about is getting it up to Noosa. What are you considering maybe trailering it at all, or would you consider driving it up there, or what would you do?
I don't know. It was a bit of a discussion last night with my wife, but I think it's probably best to get it transported up there, I think. I did mention that I'd probably need to buy a Ram car, big ute and a trailer to get it up there, so it's probably not worth it. But I'd love to get it up there. I think I've spent a bit of time at the Whitsundays as well, so it'd be lovely to get up there at some stage and do some fishing up there and just get around there. You know, obviously the scenery up there, the beaches, the Whitehaven Beach and stuff like that just suits, a boat like that. It really does.
What about fishing-wise, Jim? What do you like doing?
I like doing everything, really. Obviously, I like getting offshore. I'd really like to do a trip to King Island in this boat, hopefully next year.
We'll be doing that.
That would be fantastic if we could do that. Just anything, really. I just love being out on the water. I think for me, playing cricket and my whole life, it's, one of those things, just getting out on the water, whether that's offshore, chasing tuna or, around Cape Shank. I went there with Cameron White a fair bit, chasing some kingfish around there. And I think the biggest thing I've seen is that just the fisheries in Melbourne offshore, you've got the tuna coming through now and all that sort of thing. So, since I first started fishing as a sort of 15-year-old guy, I was, in Westerport catching elephant fish. So, I've progressed now to getting offshore and all that sort of thing. But, I think it's just the fact that there's so many different species you can go out. The other day I went out and was on the squid and the whiting, and then obviously you can move on to the snapper or a gummy shark, and not just that, but you catch great bait fish as well. You get the salmon, those you buy catch and all that sort of thing. So it's just a great fishery at the moment.
One more question, because I can hear the young girl in the background wants her breakfast, and you need to go get it for her. Are you missing cricket? It's a pretty broad question, but are you missing it?
Not now that I've got a decent boat and I can go out on it. It's one of those things. Everything has an expiry, and I had a good crack at it. Obviously, injury set me back a little bit, and I probably, could have played a bit more for Australia. But I'm pretty happy that I got to represent Australia. Probably, I think it's over 40 times, 50 times. So taking 100 wickets for them, and obviously having a really good first class career, domestic career, getting to travel the world. So. I like to look on the positives rather than the negatives. I'm really looking forward to the next chapter with my family. Moving into getting out on the water a bit more and spending a bit more time with you, Red, which is exciting.
Well, I don't know about if it's exciting. It's not many people say that about me. Just a little bit of finance advice if you're after it. There's a thing in India that's called IPL, if you've heard of it, and if you want to put your name in there, you might sneak in there and get a bit of money, and you might be able to buy a boat up in Noosa if you do a season up there. I can be your financial advisor if you need it, Jim. But
that's all right. I'll get you as my manager, mate. You can put me in the draft for me.
I run at 35%, so that's not too bad for me.
I don't think they want an overweight slow bowler anymore.
I'm not that big. Jim Patterson, mate, you've done very well. It's a beautiful boat that you've purchased, and I know you will be using it this summer. You and I are going to head to King Island and have a bit of fun there, hopefully end of January. I've got to run that through the missus, and I've hopefully got a new truck coming then, which I haven't announced yet. Should be about January 2, which I'll announce next week's show. Jimmy Patterson, former Aussie cricketer, now full-time fisherman, thank you, mate, for joining us on Real Adventures this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Hamish. Cheers, mate.
You're listening to Real Adventures for Club Marine. Get flexible cover for your jet ski, boat, motor, trailer and gear all in one place at clubmarine.com.au. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you after the break.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Get flexible cover for your jet ski, boat, motor, trailer and gear all in one policy. Clubmarine.com.au.